Welcome to Capitella Finance Corp's earnings release podcast for the third quarter of 2017. My name is Steve Arnold, Chief Financial Officer of the company. Earlier today, the company issued a press release with details of its quarterly financial and operating results. In addition, the company filed its quarterly report on Form 10-Q for the quarter ending September 30th, 2017. The company will host a conference call at 8:30 a.m. on November 7th, 2017 to briefly review third quarter operating rating results. Start over. The company will host a conference call at 8:30 a.m. on November 7th, 2017 to briefly review third quarter operating results and to address questions from participants. In addition, you may access a live webcast of the conference call by visiting our website at www.capitalagroup.com. Please remember that the safe harbor disclosures that apply to our conference call also apply to the podcast. During the third quarter of 2017, total investment income was $12.3 million, a $5.1 million decrease from the same period in 2016. Interest and fee income collectively were $5.5 million lower in the third quarter of 2017 compared to 2016. Approximately half of this decrease was the result of a decrease in average debt investment balances outstanding during the third quarter of 2017 as compared to 2016. Also contributing to the interest and fee decline was an increase in lost interest on non-accrual debt investments, lower fee income, and a decrease in the cash yield on our debt portfolio. Total expenses for the third quarter of 2017 were $7.9 million compared to $9.9 million in 2016. Incentive fees, net of the waiver, declined by $1.5 million as incentive fees were not earned during the third quarter of 2017. In addition, interest and financing expenses was $0.4 million lower in the third quarter of 2017 as compared to 2016, resulting from recently refinanced baby bonds and lower balances on the company's senior secured line of credit. Net investment income totaled $4.4 million, or 28 cents per share, for the third quarter of 2017, compared to $7.4 million, or 47 cents per share, for the same period last year. Net realized losses totaled $10.3 million, or 65 cents per share, for the third quarter of 2017, compared to net losses of $17.0 million for the same period in 2016. During the quarter, third quarter of 2017, start over. Net realized losses totaled $10.3 million, or 65 cents per share, for the third quarter of 2017, compared to net losses of $17.0 million for the same period in 2016. During the third quarter of 2017, the company realized losses on Sierra Hamilton, LLC, $7.1 million, CSM Bakery Solutions, LLC, $1.3 million, and Kelly's Transport Service, LLC, $3.5 million, partially offset by a $1.5 million gain on B&W Quality Growers, LLC, and $0.1 million of other realized gains. It is important to note that the losses realized on Sierra Hamilton, LLC, and Kelly's Transport, LLC, were related to recent restructurings and did not have a negative impact to the company's net asset value. The newly restructured investments are no longer considered non-accrual. Lastly, the loss realized on CSM Bakery Solutions, LLC, did not impact our net asset value, as we exited at our June 30, 2017 fair value. Net unrealized appreciation for the third quarter of 2017, including the written call option depreciation, was $2.8 million, compared to appreciation of $7.6 million the previous year. During the third quarter of 2017, the company recorded deferred income tax expense of $2.7 million. This expense relates to appreciation of two equity investments in limited liability companies that are held in blocker corporations. There was no income tax expense for the comparable period in 2016. The net decrease in net assets resulting from operations during the third quarter of 2017 totaled $5.8 million, or 36 cents per share, as compared to a net decrease of $2.0 million, or 13 cents per share, for the same period last year. Total net assets of $226.3 million at September 30, 2017, equate to $14.21 per share, compared to $15.79 per share at December 31, 2016. From a liquidity standpoint, we have cash and cash equivalents of $52.3 million at September 30, 2017, compared to $36.3 million at December 31, 2016. In addition, the company has SBA debentures outstanding totaling $170.7 million with a weighted average annual interest rate of 3.29%. $75.0 million of fixed-rate notes bearing an interest rate of 6.0%, and $52.1 million of convertible notes bearing an interest rate of 5.75%. The company's senior secured revolving credit facility was undrawn as of September 30, 2017, providing $114.5 million of dry powder, and our regulatory leverage was 0.56x at quarter end. The company's liquidity position provides flexibility to pursue directly originated investment opportunities while maintaining an appropriate cash reserve to equitize an additional SBIC license and to fund ongoing obligations of the company, including distribution payments. At September 30, 2017, the company's future net investment income is well positioned to capitalize from an increase in short-term interest rates. Please see our quarterly report on Form 10-Q for detailed information on the company's interest rate sensitivity. Investment activity during the third quarter of 2017 consisted of one new portfolio company and four add-on investments totaling $11.4 million. Of this amount, $10.4 million were senior secured debt investments, while $1 million was equity investments. Investment activity during the third quarter of 2017 consisted of one new portfolio company and four add-on investments totaling $11.4 million. Of this amount, $10.4 million were senior secured debt investments, while $1.0 million were equity investments. Repayments during the third quarter of 2017 totaled $22.4 million and included $10.5 million in repayment of our second lien debt investment in CSM Bakery Solutions, LLC, and $6.0 million in repayment of our subordinated debt investment in B&W Quality Growers, LLC. Our direct origination platform continues to generate high-quality opportunities for review by our investment community, with the focus being less risky and lower-yielding senior secured and unitranche structures, and less on riskier, higher-yielding unsecured and mezzanine structures. We remain cautious from an underwriting standpoint, unwilling to chase for yield. At the end of the third quarter, the Capitala portfolio consists of 46 companies with a fair value of $471.1 million on a cost basis of $454.7 million. First lien secured debt investments represent 47.0% of the portfolio, second lien debt 6.5%, subordinated debt 22.5%, and equity warrant value of 24.0%. On a cost basis, equity investments comprise 12.3% of the portfolio. The total weighted average yield, exclusive of the impact of our non-accrual debt investments, was 12.9% at quarter end. During the third quarter, as previously mentioned, we removed two recently restructured investments, Sierra Hamilton LLC and Kelly's Transport Service LLC, from non-accrual status. On July 31, 2017, the company restructured its investment in Sierra Hamilton LLC, exchanging its $15.0 million first lien debt investment in Sierra Hamilton LLC for 13.7% ownership of Sierra Hamilton Holdings Corporation and $0.9 million in cash proceeds related to pass-through interest. On August 16, 2017, the company restructured its investment in Kelly's Transport Service LLC, amending the current rate on its first lien debt to 1.46%. The amendment provides for a step-up in interest rate in 2018. In addition, the company provided a $3.0 million first lien revolving debt facility yielding 4% cash and exchanged its preferred equity and warrant investments for 27.5% ownership of Kelly's Transport Service, LLC. At September 30, 2017, we have four investments on non-accrual status with a fair value and cost basis of $26.8 million and $57.2 million, respectively. Management, primarily through our dedicated portfolio team, continues to work to reduce balances on non-accrual status. Looking ahead, management and the board of directors are focused on growing NAV per share and generating a return on equity that exceeds our distributions. In order to accomplish these goals, we will continue to work diligently to reduce the level of non-performing assets and anticipate additional equities monetizations over the coming quarters, providing realized capital gains and liquidity to fund new investments. We continue to have a robust pipeline of investment opportunities in the lower middle market, focusing, again, on senior secured and unitranche structures and less on unsecured and mezzanine structures. Please visit the investor relations section of our website for our investor update for the third quarter of 2017. As always, please do not hesitate to contact us with any questions you may have. Thank you for your investment and interest in Capitella Finance Corp. This concludes our third quarter podcast.
Okay, this concludes the recording, and we can now go over the edits. Had three minor edits here. The second paragraph on the first page, starting with the company will host a conference call at 8:30 a.m. We had a retake there.
Yep.
At the bottom of page one, starting with the net realized losses totaled $10.3 million.
Yep.
And then the last one was at the top of page three, investment activity during the third quarter of 2017.
Yep.
Okay, great. Everything else sounded good here. I didn't hear any audio issues, no background noise or anything. Was there anything else that you wanted to re-record or anything like that?
No, I think that's a lot of reading. I probably can't do any better than that.
Okay, great. It all sounded good here on my end. So I'll go ahead and get this sent over to NASDAQ, and they'll get you the edited copy of your recording. If you have any questions between now and then, you can reach out to your NASDAQ rep.
I appreciate your help very much.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.